Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
You want to stay informed. It's very important. You know, I didn't prepare this for this particular meeting, but still the number one is to read the views, okay? And I'd like to have Kathy go into the views for a minute. The first thing I'd like to do is I mentioned this guy Blackman yesterday, Richard Blackman, who wrote the book, Follow the Leaders. Kathy, move that views manager over so you can see it. One of the things you can do with the views, if there's a subject you want to find that we have touched on in the past, you see where it says views up there, that's highlighted. And then you can come down and you can text to search for something. Just text for BLACKMAN. And selected sections, look overview. Click, yeah, and then down below, click search. Go to 1/4/2004. Just double click on that and scroll down. Revelation. I wrote an essay one day. I called it Revelation. And I wrote about the fact that this is the first guy that I ever heard of that said, buy stocks hitting new 52-week highs. You know, conventional wisdom was, well, if it's hitting a 52-week high, you know, it's already too high. You don't want to buy it. But his claim was that if you buy stocks hitting 52-week highs, especially on high volume, it means there's a lot of interest in that stock. And that's a good stock to buy. So the first time I heard of that, and of course, I bought that book, I might have said it in the essay, but I bought it, I believe, in the late 80s. But he promoted the idea, and it's still a great idea, it's still a great thing to do. And we have searches for finding stocks hitting new highs on high volume. It's still a good thing to do. Okay, but that's one use for it. The other thing I wanted to do, Kathy, change the date to 3/21/2009. No, I'm sorry, 2003. That's the essay in which I introduced the truth chart. You might recall I mentioned that. And this is a chart where we identify various scenarios, whether they're bullish or bearish. And it's right there. You see, in the first column, we say earnings are up. All of those scenarios are bullish, and when the earnings are down, as identified by our earnings trend indicator shown in that graph we saw in the market climate, that's where we get that information. That dictates whether we think we're in a bull or bear market. I introduced it that day, and then the following week I wrote another essay on it saying a little bit more about the truth chart. But we've been using that since 2003, and it's really great. You know, one of the things you want to do, you want to take the anxiety out of investing in a stock market. I used to have a lot of anxieties about it, but then when I really got comfortable with the fact of believing that, you know, as long as earnings are going up, we're going to be okay. And if earnings aren't going up, you just don't want to mess around buying a lot of stocks unless you buy contra ETFs or you know you're in a bear market. So my feeling is that the truth chart can help you know whether you're in a bull or bear market. Not only help you, it can tell you. Okay? So, and that little thing about using the search, we got essays in there about asset allocation, all kinds of subjects. And it's real easy to use. And that's one reason why I was down here. I started reading some of these things. I said, wow, I wrote that? it's really a tremendous source of information, and I really highly suggest you take the time to read it. And you know, every Friday, we prepare what we call a special presentation, and a special presentation on timing the market. And of course, it doesn't get done until around midnight on Friday, but if you got a cup of coffee Saturday morning and you got 15 minutes, it's a good thing to do is sit there and click on a special presentation, and you'll be pleased by what you see. Kathy, click on timing up there. And just down in the lower left-hand corner, it says special presentation. Just click that, and you know, it'll take you right to the special presentation area, which is in the university, and it'll start talking at you. So that's easy enough. Let's go. Let's keep going, Kathy. All right. Watch the color guard. Watch our special presentations. Watch our educational webcast. About 5 years ago, we started webcasting stuff, and as the years have gone by, we do more and more of it. We got Glenn Tompkins every Tuesday. What is it, 2:30 on Tuesday, Kathy? He gives a training session on navigating through VectorVest 7. And if you're relatively new with VectorVest and you want to learn more about navigation, Glenn handles that course, and it's very good. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, Kathy, go back into the views. Go to the current views. Go to the top, Kathy. Now, at the top, we have phone numbers that you can call for one reason or another, or email addresses. Scroll down a little bit. We have the lineup on live events, and then we have our webcast schedule. All that information is right there so that you could access it whenever you want. And we have webcasts that are on demand and webcasts that we just give over and over again. And every Monday, we have a webcast where we discuss the special presentation, which is very nice. So this is our newsletter to you. This is the way we communicate with you on what's going on in VectorVest, really. Okay?
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.